few years ago, Mary's mom, well, it's a thing that all of us have to sort of face with either parents or grandparents that are getting up in age. She'd gotten to where she could no longer live alone. Mary and I went back to try to straighten up affairs for her. And the thing that struck me as being really touching and poignant, moving in a way that was sort of profound and simple at the same time. Here was Mary walking through these rooms in the house that was her childhood, and all the signposts of her youth sort of jumped up at her and paralyzed her. And obviously there were things that were of some value, but most of the things had no real value, unless, of course, they were attached to your heart somehow. I found myself practically moved to tears just seeing the look on Mary's face when she would go into a room and something would strike her, and there she would be standing for minutes on end, lost in some sort of other world.